Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. So how many of you think that we ought to be able to patent the moon and the stars? And the reason I ask that is this becomes a very interesting question relative to a hotly contested court case in front of the Supreme Court about whether or not companies should be allowed to patent genes. When the genome map was first finished back in the late 1990s, a company called Myriad Genetics realized that one of the areas of the genome that had been mapped was associated with a much greater risk of breast cancer. And we all know this today as the BRCA1 and 2 breast cancer mutations. That company, which was formed out of faculty members at the University of Utah, Myriad was created from that group, and they patented that gene association. The patent office gave them the patent, and Myriad went about the business of making sure that if you wanted to do a breast cancer test, you had to pay them a fee. A lot of people got angry because the fee was high. Many people have felt that women have been denied access to breast cancer risk testing because of these high fees that the company charges. Other people have criticized Myriad, saying it's hard to do research, it's difficult to improve on the test, pick up more mutations, figure out the relationship between diet and environment and genetic risk to give a more precise prediction of risk factors because you have the patent. So all of this has been rattling through the courts, and now it has wended its way up to the top court, and sometime later this year we're going to get an answer to this question. I think the answer ought to be no, that you can't just patent genes. And the reason I mention the moon and the stars, think about Galileo Galilei. He invents a telescope. He's the first person to point it up towards, say, Jupiter. He sees this planet. He sees moons going around it. Could he have said, I'm the first person to observe this. I'm going to take a patent out on the universe or the planets or stars or the moons of Jupiter? I think we'd all say that's crazy. You can't patent what exists in nature. It isn't something you invented. It's something you saw for the first time. And I think that that's what happened with the human genome patents. Most of the things are associations where people have said, between this gene and this disease, there's a risk factor. But they didn't make a test. They just found an association. I think, strictly speaking, a patent should be given when you come up with a test, when you invent something that is a useful tool. It isn't just for finding out something, the chemical structure of benzene. It isn't just for finding out that this is the structure of the human genome. I don't think that material should be patentable. It's not an invention. It's basically observing and finding out something about nature. Moreover, it doesn't do us much good if you patent so early that people won't really put more work into trying to get useful tests and products out of the human genome, then you're not serving society's ends. And let's remember, at the end of the day, the point of patents is not to reward inventors, it's to try and get discoveries out into the marketplace faster. The idea is, if I give you exclusive rights to sell something, you'll have a bigger motive to get it out there. If that isn't happening, and I don't think it happened with the Myriad BRCA1 and 2 gene tests, then the patents aren't serving the social purpose that they were intended to serve. So at the end of the day, I don't think that this is one that the doctors and the company should win. I think the genome should go back, if you will, into the public arena and let it be mined by people who can come up with actual useful products and useful tests. This is Art Kaplan from the NYU Langone Medical Center, and thanks for watching.